Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new, all new, talk with Turk. Power 109 Radio.
Be your beat, baby. Because that's what you gon' call it. Talk with Turk.
She don't need no applause. High fashion.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By peeing my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turk bitch underscore.
Yeah, it's your girl Billboard baby. You're now tuned in to the one and only Talk with Turk and Coco B. You heard? We live, baby. We the waviest. We the waviest ones. You know what it is.
Turk bitch.
The Drama King is in the building.
Watch how you talk, I'm a big stepper. So remind that my team's got a vendetta. If you hear Stella like you call the ray, I put you in a box, I'm a crunch setter. I came in again like a boss. I own all my shit, I ain't taking no loss. You're not really real, you ain't clapping for real. When I tell them the drill, it's a round of applause. What do you mean? I got the 8K, watch I slay him. RPK slay, I got the key and I open the gateway. Got 6'9", I ain't talking no three-way. Die with the secrets, there's never no switching. They call me the goat cause I fit the description. But you big trash, throw that shit in that hef. You ain't moving right, but you must be a left. Address me. Fuck all of that sneak dissing and subliminals. Bitch, say it direct. I'm singing, I'm rapping, I'm acting, little bitch, I can do it all. Got the work, got the things, got the dope, got the link, got the coke. Fuck you mean, I can move it all. You are sound like a thot and you blew it all. Ain't got time for no op, I'ma shoot them all. They told you you was fucking with me, well they lied to you, bitch, it ain't true at all.
Hey, yo, lane, this is not what you do at all. Heard you ain't gang, no bitch, you ain't woo at all.
I cannot fuck on one bitch, I need two of y'all. I cannot fuck on one bitch, I need two of y'all. I cannot fuck on one bitch, I need two of y'all.
It's your girl Billboard baby and I'm on with Talk with Turk and Coco B. We live, baby. We the waviest ones. You know what it is.
What's going on, everybody?
everybody. It's your boy Turk Bish in the motherfucking building. I'm back again with the all new episode of Talk with Turk. And once again, I have my lovely co-host in the motherfucking building, Coco B.
What the deal is? Okay, it's a wonderful motherfucking Saturday.
It
feels good outside.
It feels good. I love the weather today. Like, we've just been having a good day. And y'all already know how me and Coco do when we get together. We're going to bring a special guest today. I already told y'all that we had so many surprises and a good lineup for this season 5 of Talk with Turk. So I'm glad that we're here today.
Good is an understatement.
Okay, good is an understatement. Now, the person that we do have coming on today is not new to Talk with Turk. She is definitely in top 5 of the highest viewed episodes of Talk with Turk. And I'm so glad that she's back again today to give us an update on life. Now, the person that we have coming today is a recording artist from Harlem, New York City. The emerging rap rock star has always experienced a divine connection for the love of music since the age of 6. Creating music and performing it at a young age not only proved that practice makes perfect, but it also has cultivated a bond of unbreakable friendships over the years with a few names that you may know. Signed at the age of 15 to Def Jam's very own LL Cool J was the beginning of making music professionally. Debuting on his album Exit 13, she was formerly known as It's Your Girl Nicolette, used the leverage of being respected musically to also become a businesswoman, going completely indie. Recently featured on DJ K Slay's last two albums and upcoming album, Billboard Baby has no desire to slow down. Losing her sister to gun violence and her biggest inspiration most recently, her mother has shown Billboard Baby that sacrifices are sometimes a spiritual blessing in disguise. Now, she was recognized by Dame Dash, heavily supported for music videos to interviews, sporting Rockefeller chain, and shown the consistency of support from the pioneers in hip-hop. She has been featured on Shade 45 over 4 times, Hot 97, and Power 105, and has performed all over the tri-state area. She's also headlined Pride in 2018 in New York City, and she is now on the new season of Deb's House, and she's doing her thing. I want to welcome Billboard Baby.
Yeah, that's for all my New York people, you know what I'm saying?
Good.
Home with it. Yeah, what's up, Terry? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Thank you for coming again, and thank you for doing this with me and my co-host, Billboard. I just want to know, how's everything going on your end, though, lately?
Of course. You know, we working, definitely. Just did this Deb House filming. It was a blessing. You know, I'm definitely grateful to be able to experience television, reality TV. It's a new aspect of, you know, my career. And I think it's really dope, you know, to expand from just music. And I even did some acting out there in L.A. For some television show out there. And then coming back to New York, the Jersey Tri-State area, and filming with Ms. Deb. I just feel like it's a great launch for music, for me to get my face back out there and be introduced to a new audience, because all of the girls on the show, they're all rappers, so they all have an audience in their own states, like Philly and North Carolina and Detroit. So it's definitely good to represent New York City, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm a girl from Harlem.
And it's crazy because I just found out last night that Big Molly was from my neck of the woods, Henderson, North Carolina. Did not know that. She's 20 minutes from my parents' house.
If you could get all the girls on your show, you'll be the waviest one, I promise.
I would love for that. Maybe you could pull some strings. I mean, you know some of the girls on the show, right?
You the waviest one, trust me. Just hit the girls, let them know what you're doing.
I definitely will.
I'm sure they'll gravitate to you.
Okay, I definitely will.
We did a couple of shows with Big Molly. What was that, last year?
Tell her to spin a block.
I definitely will. Now, how was your experience in the house with all these women, you know, of different personalities, different characters, and, you know, just the heat that they all brought was different flavors. So how was it for you living in the house amongst those women? I know you weren't there long, because from what we saw, you were only there 2 episodes. But
I only got a little bit of time with the girls. I kind of didn't really even speak to some of the women and dialogue. But it's definitely always interesting to have so many different women and their personalities, and even more so this show where, like, it's a competition. So, like, the girls, you know, we're not best friends. We're not besties. Like, it's almost like we know for sure that we are each other's targets when it comes to who's getting out the house first, you know, who's the biggest threat, exactly. You know, who probably could beat the next person, yeah. You know, those type of things. So it's like, and then also has that clicky energy of like high school, you know, like who you naturally click with,
right.
Who you naturally relate to, who's different, or who, like, you know, all of those little small nuances. So yeah. Like, you know, I naturally gravitate to art and skill. So I only really got to see some of the girls rap because, you know, I was in my own audition with 5 girls. So the other additional girls, it was 15 girls at the audition, 8 girls got into the house.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com. For details.
So to be honest, I didn't really engage with any of the women. I didn't know them prior to the show. So like I only kind of met them for the first time at the auditions and then day 2 in the house. And then from there, I'm off the show. So right. Yeah, so like, you know, who I engaged with there, you know, was Dink. I got to talk to her briefly about, you know, the discrepancies in the house. Helped her a little bit coming in the house, you know, when everybody was running to their rooms. Me and Dink was, you know, walking up the steps. You get me? Yeah. So like, I didn't really get the whole experience of, oh, we got in the house, we picking our rooms, mm-hmm. while all the girls is picking who they wanted to be roommates with. So that kind of allowed us to, me and Dink, to kind of bond a little bit, but it also didn't give me an opportunity to really build with any of the other girls. And then the girl who was my roommate, I think her name is, who's Camille, mm-hmm. on the show. And, you know, we kind of talked, she kind of prayed with me, but
I love her.
Yeah, it's just those little things where it's like, you don't really like me. And I was able to see it because she's like, Billboard is doing too much. You know, those little things that she said in the green screen that I saw when the show premiered. Right. So I'm like, oh, you ain't really fucking me then. Okay.
You know what I mean? Giving, a lot of them girls had smoke for you, Billboard. It was giving a lot.
Oh, yeah. It was giving shady. I ain't going to hold you. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh. All the girls is being mad shady behind the scenes. Like, you know what I mean? So. But you could always feel the energy in the house. Like, at least when it came to, like, Rocky, like, she said it to my face. Right. Anything that she said on camera, I expected it. You know what I mean? Because she told me how she felt. And she told me since the audition, like, yo, she don't like, you know, as soon as I got my mic. So I already knew, like, it's that competitive nature. Like, I don't like you because I know you nice. You know what I mean? It gave that because it wasn't given anything else. Like, you probably misunderstood because you probably talk a lot of whatever, you know. But I'm used to doing interviews. I'm used to expressing who I am as an artist. I'm used to fighting for independent artists. Like, I gotta speak up for myself. I gotta speak up for people, the underdog, the people that come from the hood that make a way for themselves.
Exactly.
Like, like I got a damn near protest, nigga. I'm over here doing hip hop alliance.
That's why we connect. That's why we connect all the time when it comes to like Nicki Minaj. You know, me and you. That's our mutual fave.
Yes,
right there.
You know. Like, I'm fighting for shows Nicki that. Grammys. Like, what's up?
Okay. Like, shout out to you.
Grammy. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Best female rapper in the game, held it out down for over 10 years. What's up? The top of the line. What do you mean? Sold out record breaking award. Come on. Nicki deserves a Grammy. I'm the one that's like, Nicki. I'm talking. I remember back in Clubhouse days when Nicki had a little hiatus when she wasn't putting out music. I'm like, I promised you, Nicki, about the body. Like, I said, yo, I just want to get in the studio with Nicki so I could just give her that energy. Like, because she's that girl.
She really
and that's
is.
How I always felt. So when people were talking shit on Clubhouse about Nicki, you know, because people be talking shit. I'm the one that's, they're like, oh, you're a Nicki fan? I'm like, yo, relax. It's not being a Nicki fan. It's just I respect her craft. And if I compare her to any of the female rappers that are at that level in the game, she supersedes all of them.
Exactly.
So, you know, they taunted me a little bit on Clubhouse. They did that. They did that to the executives and the people in the industry and all of that because I held my ground. And I'm going to always do that if I respect you, if I fuck with you. No matter what's going on outside, no matter who going against you. If I like you, I respect you. I think you're talented. Mm-hmm. I know you a star. I know you deserve it. I'm gonna always give you your flowers. And sometimes that goes against the agenda of other people, and then it's easy for them to turn on you because it's like, you know?
That's true. And that's one thing that I respect about you and I really love about you is that you're determined no matter what and you're fighting for the girls. And we see that in the industry that these men don't have the women back as much as they should. Now, when it comes to men in hip hop, it's always like they can get away with that, they can get away with this. But when it comes to the women, it's always like a line has to be drawn somewhere. And so when it comes to fighting for like women's rights in the industry, how do you see that for yourself? Like, do you have to fight when it comes to executive men in the industry or anything like that? How was that for you as an artist?
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard and difficult when you're fighting for change or equality. That's always the thing. Like, whenever you're going against the status quo, it's always going to be difficult because you're getting a pushback. If you're the first to do it, then it's always going to be like, no, it hasn't been done before.
Right.
You know, we don't believe that this is going to work. So you always have to prove yourself. And a lot of the times, the first people to do some of these things are the guys. You know, they say it's a man's world for a reason because they are the ones that kind of have led the way for us to do a lot of the things that we're doing right now. When it comes to the decision making in the industry, a lot of it is male dominated. So when a woman comes and say, hey, you know, I feel like this should change or this should be this way, they like, how dare you think that you can change what we already got going on, you know? But sometimes change is needed.
Right.
And I love when we can speak to the guys as women, even though we're not the same sex, and we can actually come to a common ground and an understanding that change is needed.
Exactly.
We can add to what you guys have already done and complement it and make it even more incredible if you guys are just open to the idea. So sometimes you got to get people out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
But once they see the benefit in it, they'll be open and they'll be ready to be on your team. So it's all about those kind of conversations and those negotiating moments where people get on the same page. That's it.
That's real. I mean, they tell you, you add a woman to anything, she's going to multiply it. So, I mean, they better get it together. All right, so look, I got a question for you. Being an independent artist, so with your name being Billboard Baby and the baby making a song titled Billboard Baby, has that traffic helped you or hurt you being independent?
Okay, so I think it was interesting because he did it and then a drill rapper from New York named Sha G's did it. But originally, again, back to the Clubhouse days, you know, shout out to Barreline, I would do rooms on Clubhouse. And so I feel like it was both, but at first I took it negatively. So we had Clubhouse rooms where we would have small audio conversations, something similar to this, but we have maybe like hundreds of people, sometimes thousands of people in the room. And if we put them on stage, they can speak. So like we're on like a three-way right now. But it'd be like a 50-way if we put 50 people on stage. And then it'd be audience members that'll be listening, thousands of people in the audience listening. So I would have rooms about women in entertainment because I'm a girl, so I'm speaking from a woman's perspective.
Right?
I'm a woman, so I'm speaking from a queen's perspective. So the guys that come in the room, they'd be like industry guys coming in the room, Scooter Braun, Jeff Robinson, Mona Scott Young, the girls are coming there as well, 21 Savage, etc. So Barreline, of course, she works with the baby. She would come to my room, she, you know, have conversations with me, like an interview, all that stuff, listening to what we're talking about as far as independent artists and artists that are, you know, on the verge of being signed and signed artists and our opinion. So Billboard Baby became a name, like throughout the pandemic. People were like trapped in their house and I'm over here like doing podcast stuff before it even really became popular. Like I'm in the rooms with Joe Button and all that, running his rooms and everything. Yeah, so you know, and now his podcast is super wavy. People know about it or whatever.
Number one podcast, to be honest. Like, I watch him faithfully.
I watch him pretty often.
Like,
you see what I'm saying?
The conversations are good.
We're talking about him on 40K tomorrow.
Okay.
Shout out to my man, Imani. He's on the show as well. One of my day ones back when I was with Ella Kujay. Me and Imani was doing records together. So, like, shout out to people that I know that's on his podcast personally. But, Barreline would come into the rooms. And Barreline works with the baby. I think she was his A&R at the time. She was, like, his project manager. So she knew, like, Billboard Baby name is a wave. Like, she's in these rooms. She may not be on the charts yet, but you know, as of right now, yeah, she definitely got the industry in a headlock. You know, I'm sure through the grapevine the baby probably heard about it, and of course his name is The Baby, and he was killing billboards. He's number one, he getting records, all these different things that's super wavy. So it just made sense. It probably just clicked subconsciously, who knows. But the thing about it is that my name is Billboard Baby without any spaces. Billboard Baby is one word. So whenever somebody searches for me and they type in Billboard Space Baby, it comes up him first because he made the song.
Right.
And his, based on the algorithm, his name and his his name goes to the top of the list on YouTube. Okay. So for a minute, I was like, yo, what's up? Like, nah, like, you know what I mean? It's bothering me that if right. I type in my name, his thing is coming up prior to him putting that song out. It would only be me. So it was a little traction that was coming my way and a little difficulty when they would search for me. But if you put Billboard Baby one word, I'm going to always pop up at the top.
Okay.
So it caused you to have to change your marketing strategy a little bit. Right.
And even more so, it got me more inspired to flood the internet, because whoever is flooding the internet is going to show up first. Top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, that just gave me the insight to, oh, this is how it works. Okay, cool. So now that I know this, when I press the button, we flooding hashtag and Billboard Baby all over the place, because we got to get back to the top. So it's a mission for sure.
Right. Listen,
I work with a lot of independent artists on the daily, and I know what the hustle looks like for that. Mm-hmm. So I know that had to be just a little bit frustrating, but I like the bounce back.
Right.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I respect it.
Now, speaking of Billboard Baby, now on the second episode of Deb's House, we saw that she had all the ladies like stripped back and to tell who they are outside of their artistry and their artist name. So who is Billboard Baby behind the artist? Mm-hmm. I want to know that. Could you let the people know, like, what do you like? Like, when it's not concerning music or your craft, like, who is Billboard Baby? Where is she from? Like, just everything, anything that wouldn't be known to the public. What could you tell people?
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Who is Billboard Baby, if they were asked?
For sure. So when we script the show and say, you know, this is the route that we're taking, we want to know who you are behind the scenes. We want to know who the person is that created Billboard Baby is. I've always been very transparent. Like, if you guys ever check out my Instagram lives, like, I be on my Instagram lives, no makeup on, my natural braids, my little box braids, or my twists if I do it myself. And everybody who kind of knows me in Harlem, you know how I branched out. My name is Nicolette. Like, I've been rapping. My name is Nicolette, and I don't smoke cigarettes since I was like 5-6 years old. So I'm kind of like very well known in New York City. And then I changed my name possibly like 3 times. It was Nicolette. It's your girl Nicolette. Big God, now Billboard Baby. So like, these different entities, these different aliases, they're just an amplification of who I am as a human being first. And that's the Stop the Violence activist. That's the musician, of course, because music is in my veins, but I'm a songwriter as well. Mm-hmm. I'm a business-minded person. Like, I'm the one that's copywriting my music and fighting for the rights of artists, like, behind the scenes and in the forefront. I'm a part of the Hip Hop Alliance. I'm the youngest person on the board of advisory that did the partnership with SAG and AFTRA to be the first hip hop union ever to fight for equal wages and like fair wages and making sure that you have your royalties.
Right.
That's important. Like, those different things that people don't really think are that important to fight for. When you're doing your streams and you're getting a percentage of a penny, you know, it's important then. So, like, you know, these are the things that we fight for behind the scenes and in the forefront as well. So, like, that's what Nicolette is doing. I'm a basketball player. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad that you said that. Because according to sheisthemusic.org, which is powered by Billboard, they have a list of your skills here. Content creator, artist relations, digital streaming, analyst, A&R, licensing, marketing, music curator, music executive, project manager, promoter, publishing, recording engineer, music editor, and the list like keeps going when it comes to producing, musician, venue, studio. Like, girl,
you
working?
I'm in the studio. Like, you know, I have an engineer, but then, you know, he may want to go to sleep because he had a long day, and I'm in the studio. I know how to do it. They all know that I know how to engineer my own session. So next thing you know, he's sleeping in the next room, and I'm audio engineering my own thing. And then at times, if I needed some bread on the come up, I would engineer other artist sessions so that I could get money from those sessions. So I'm an audio engineer as well. When I do my music videos, it started with me, but you know, I would direct my music videos, get the whole concept, like the treatment, and then I'll also edit my music videos. So like, yeah, and other people's stuff as well. So those attributes, I definitely learned those things along the way. And I'm just grateful. Like, but I'm an artist. I'm like, more than anything, I love being on stage and performing. I love doing tours. I love being in a studio recording and making these hit records. Like, and my thing now is just to put it out, being more in a business bag and putting it out and having a team, a management, different people that are assisting me, A&Rs that are assisting me on this route, because you can't never do it all by yourself. No matter how many skills and qualities that I have, I still need those people in those positions to help assist me along this journey.
That's the fact. You always need a team. You need somebody that's going to do what you can't do or what you don't have time to do. So that's true. So I know that you are independent right now, but are you looking for any offers and have any come in since the airing of
Dance Out? You know, we ain't looking. We never look. You know what I mean? Like, it's like love. Looking. It's similar to love. You know, when you start, when you're looking for love, you know,
if it's for you, it's going to come.
It's a journey. You know what I mean? So like, we're just right now positioning myself where I'm most comfortable, you know what I mean? Where it feels natural. I want the label that feels most natural to my organic energy. I never want to feel like I'm becoming someone that I'm not in order to work with a label or a team, because that's a team. Like, the label is a team. The manager, the assistant, the A&R, the producers, you know, like the whole marketing staff, like everybody that does the behind the scenes stuff, and like, they're my team. So I want to naturally build and grow with the right people, the right community. So like, I'm not really like, I'm looking for y'all, I'm looking for y'all. Right. I'm like, okay, let's see who feels my energy and want to do a collaborative project with me, because honestly, I want to get a collaborative partnership with the label. So my label, whoever I come and bring to the table, my artists, I would love to do a collaborative
smart business moves. I love that.
Yeah, I think that'd be great, because I'm gonna bring producers to the table. Their artists may need some new producers, some new energy, some new vibes, some new, you know, like everything. So we want to make sure that we're allowing ourselves to be in that type of position. I'm cool with doing a single, though. We could do a single deal. Why not? Let's see how we can start our relationship.
Right.
Yeah,
I know artists looking for one of them right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got a couple of records. So it depends on what label it is and what they see the vision for Billboard Baby is, because I do pop rock music. I do R&B music. I do rap. I do drill. I do all of that. So if they have a vision for me, like, yo, this is what our label want to do with this single, this pop rock record, or this record, we want to push this, we believe in this, I want to see what y'all believe in when it comes to Billboard Baby. What's y'all marketing strategy when it comes to how we going to excel to the next level? And then let's move forward like that way.
Make a brick it to you. I like that, friend.
Now, was that transition easy from being signed to LL Cool J to being on your own?
Yes. Oh, hell no. That was like probably like one of the toughest things I had to do, because like, my mom was my manager at the time, and you know, my mom, like, she never managed like real like solidified artists. It was just the kids in the neighborhood who became solidified artists, like Tiana Taylor. Like, we were kids like when my mom was managing us, you know what I mean? So it wasn't really like we was like established in the industry. We just knew how to cultivate our own city and our own community, and how we can make sure that we are adequate enough to do any skill in any job. So my mom being my manager, and then LL Cool J and Violated Management, his management, Mona Scott Young, shout out to Mona Scott Young, you know, Love and Hip Hop, the owner of that franchise. You know, she was basically the person that would be taking that role with Violated Management as my manager. And it was just a conflict in interest, because my mom is like, I'm not about to give my daughter to the industry, you know what I mean?
Right.
She just felt like it would be like a conflict in interest that I'm already signed to the production deal, and then his management would become my management. So now it's like, who can give the say-so? You know, when it, like, my manager, if it's their people, they're not going to say no against the things that they want to do. It's just hard, you know, to make those type of decisions. And my mom was like, yo, I'm not letting up off of my daughter when it comes to management. So like, that kind of was one of the things that was kind of hard to do, to say like, man, mom, either you're going to cut off or they basically can't do this job.
Right.
And, you know, of course, my loyalty is with my family, and that was difficult to make that transition from not being with LL Cool J to just figuring it out, how to stay afloat, how to maneuver and learn things that I've learned from him and apply it, like, you know, unlimited studio time to figuring out where I'm gonna record at.
Yeah.
That's a hard task, you know. And from the grace of God, I've never paid for studio time in my life. People have always given me the grace to where I'm able to, they believe in me and they say, yo, Billboard, we trust that you are a star. We want to make sure that we can do whatever we can do to provide whatever you need. The same way LL Cool J did, you know what I mean? So like, what LL saw in me, what LL sees in me, everybody else sees that too. Everybody else respects that too, and they love and appreciate me and show me love. So I'm just so grateful. At the same time, it's a lot of hard work. I mean, I don't have the budget to be like, yo, you know, I want to shoot a $100,000 music video right now today. Let's fix, because they used to spend millions of, they used to spend $1 million. Benny Boom, $1 million on a music video, you heard? Yeah. So, like, when it goes from those expectations in the industry to saying, yo, listen, we got the tripod, we got the Canon 5D, or we got the Red Cam, and we got that. Now we have to figure out the rest of the set. Now we have to figure out the location. Now we have to figure out the wardrobe, the hair, makeup, all these different attributes on my own. Wow. I'm so grateful money. I was able to do Raise the Bar music video. The Raise the Bar music video is on the way, but trust me, that it felt like it felt so like out of reach until it got done.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so like those small details, it's difficult with the transitioning. At the same time, you know, God put me in this position to meet LL, to know that, and to also be able to do it this way as well. So I'm so grateful.
And look at you now.
Okay.
You got it in control.
You're applying it, okay. And it's working.
It's working.
Let's get it.
Okay.
So yeah. Any advice that you could give to any independent artist that might be watching or listening in our audience right now, what's one thing that you can give them as a piece of advice?
Right.
Yeah, if you're listening right now, I want to first say that you are incredible. First and foremost, you are incredible for taking this route, putting your career in your own hands, believing in yourself, because it's first you. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to show the world who you are, and then they then follow suit. Mm-hmm. So shout out to you. No matter if you get signed today or tomorrow, you first have to believe in yourself and then negotiate how they're going to handle you and how they're going to push you to the masses.
Right.
So make sure you have your structure of who you want to be. You know who your brand is. You know what it is that you want from this journey in your career, and match with the people who believe in you the same way that you believe in yourself. That's super important. If somebody tells you they don't like you, they don't believe in you, they don't trust you, that's a sign. That's a sign right there.
That
there's a possibility that they're not really the ones that's going to believe in you. But at the same time, you can always change somebody's mind. It's a reason for everything. So maybe that's a journey that you may have to learn. And when the block is spent, you know, because when you spin a block, the frequency, you know, the temperature changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same label that may have closed the doors on you yesterday, you may spin a block and they may have a different tone when your leverage is different. Mm-hmm. When you're speaking from a different perspective, you're showing numbers or you're showing the fan base, or maybe the record is just fire. Maybe they saw something that they didn't see before now, you know? So like, never feel like you're losing because someone else doesn't see your vision and you thought that they would or that they should. Trust and believe in yourself. And when the opportunities open, those doors opens and the floodgates open up for you, you know that you did it the right way. You did it your way. You did it the divine way. You did it the way that you're supposed to do it, my brother, my sister. So keep going, keep grinding, keep doing your thing. As an independent artist, believe in yourself. Gangsta.
Hey.
Hey.
She gave y'all the word now.
Y'all heard it.
Take it and apply it.
Coming straight from Reverend Billboard, baby. Right here on Talk With Her.
Not the Reverend.
Oh my God, you should be.
You are crazy. But look, I want you to leave out by letting the people know what's next for Billboard Baby. Music-wise, TV, because you're always working. So let them know what we can expect from you in the coming years.
Okay, for sure. So we definitely gonna have the baddies around me. You know what's up, Billboard Baby. Definitely gotta keep the baddies around. So from the next time you see me to the next time you see me to the next time you see me, we're moving around wherever we at, whatever state we in, whatever music video we in, the baddies is with me, like, for sure, like,
period.
And on my side. You hear me? The baddies is with me and on my side. They're rooting, rallying around Billboard Baby. Billboard Baby is the star, period. That's number one.
I love
Very important.
That.
I gotta make sure I keep my, you know, my LGBT community with me as well. So you're definitely gonna see, you know what I'm saying, some of the girls that aren't girls, but probably are girls, depending on who you're talking to. You know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying?
She is, I'm telling you.
I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, repping heavy for my people, my community, people that fuck with me. I'm definitely at New York City Pride this year as well, so we're definitely outside. And then, of course, I keep my real niggas with me. I keep the day ones with me, the real solidified street homies, you know, with me as well as the corporate people that love and respect where I came from and where I'm going. They see the vision as well. So never ever get intimidated at all. I know I'm getting my Reverend Preachy back, but never get intimidated at all by your differences from somebody else, because those be the people who believe and trust and respect your story the most.
Exactly.
Because they didn't have to experience that, and they can see the beauty in your story. they respect the music, they love the fact that they can have their own life and still live vicarious through you. So understand that and keep those people around you too. The people that support you, keep them with you. So I'm gonna have so many people with me that's very supportive, rallying around me. Shout out to my supporters, my fans, my people that's interested in my story, and most importantly, like, I'm gonna make sure I deliver the music.
Exactly.
The music, the artistry, the visuals, the shows, and to a high scale. We have a quality that's elite, and we just wanna make sure we display that in every aspect of life. And I just wanted to show my people from the hood, like, listen, y'all know Nicolette, y'all know Billboard Baby.
Right.
I'm from Lincoln Projects, New York City, Manhattan, and I made it to television, national television.
You did.
Like,
and that's commendable.
Let's set the tone. Come
exactly.
on, let's set the tone for now, what look, it is that you can accomplish. That's it.
Exactly. And I want to thank you for that word, and thank you for coming on today, Billboard, with me and Coco B, doing this for
come on,
us.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to remind you that you do have one of the highest episodes viewed and listened episodes on the podcast. You're number two behind Tyler.
I heard you say that. I'm like,
so,
what?
Yeah, so God only knows what you're going to do for this one.
Okay, listen.
So, look.
Oh, hold on. Let me spit some bars.
Come on. Spit some for us before we go. We run out of time, but we got
first
enough.
First off, I'm legit. I be spitting flames. How to slave for this shit. Fuck a whip and chain. I'm a robber, my niggas. Make a belly in the flesh. If you gang, twist your fingers, nigga. Rip your set. Got my eye on the pyramid. The I'm in Rahway. Put me on billboards. Something like that Lady Kanye. Fuck a day job. I'd rather grab the A, y'all, and spray y'all. 100 rounds directed at a hater. Half of y'all ain't even on my radar. That's what it is.
Come on, bars. That's
okay,
look,
since I've been here, she the first one to drop a bar.
Okay.
Come on. I mean,
I'm here for it.
Hold on. What's free? Nothing in this world, homie, if you ask me. And death the only thing in this life that's guaranteed. It kill you like you Martin Luther if you disagree. And the system built to lock you up and throw away the key. Worry my niggas flipping them birds. I gotta get a thumb with her. Fuck what you heard. I know my niggas deserve it. Can't sit back and observe. I know what it's like. Feel like you ain't got no voice. Feel like you ain't got no choice. Feel like you trapped in this life. Feel like your life is a curse. It could have been worse. My niggas is here, but some of them under the dirt. Ain't no way we could reverse. And deep in my soul, that shit hurt. But somehow we making it work. Too much to tell my see homies get murked. Bah, all people on a shirt. Bah, black kings killing black kings like they don't even know they worth. Listen, Billboard baby.
Sick.
Thank
all
you.
All right, come on.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, Billboard, for coming
you
on.
You know what's going on, Turks? I got your back, my brother.
Period.
Next time you hit my line, I could be winning a Grammy. If I got the time at the Grammy party, I will definitely do this interview anytime,
hey,
my brother. Thank you.
That's legit right there. Thank you so
you know
much. I really appreciate that. And whenever you in the city, you got to come hang with me and Coco.
Yes, you do.
And we actually got
to get some drinks and all that. Show me around.
Hell yeah. Turn up.
With the girls, period.
I love that. I love that. Now, let the people know where they can find you at before we go.
Billboardbaby.com, Billboard Baby on social media, Instagram, YouTube, wherever you at. Just type in Billboard Baby, one word, spelled correctly, everything spelled correctly. I love you, man. Thank you so much. I'm going to get out of here. I love you, guys.
I love you, too.
Love you, thank
love
you.
Too.
Love you, too.
Love
thank
you.
You for coming through, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay.
Let's
now, once
bye,
again,
y'all.
You guys, I want to thank y'all for tuning in with me and Billboard Baby and Coco B today.
Yes.
It was a great time.
That was a great time.
It was a great time. I love
and not
that.
The spitting at the end, girl. I was
exactly.
a
great. Exactly. So, it was a good interview. I want you guys to tune in. We got more content for you coming in a few weeks. More celebrity interviews. Y'all already know. So, just stay tuned. Don't you forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply, talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
For me, ain't trying to glorify it, that's just how they deal with me. I done seen a lot, had so much shit revealed to me. My life a movie, but this shit is still surreal to me. I know I can't change the past, I gotta deal with it. 8 years since my sister was murdered, I'm still feeling it. I was riding for you then, and girl, I'm still with it. I'm screaming, fuck a fake friend, I'ma be real with it. Niggas switching sides big time, homie big time. Bad boy, I'm ready to die, I'm on big time. Gang here, throwing up the sets, that's the big slime. We don't do no 6-9s, can't be fucking with these rat niggas dropping big dimes, no. Focus on my business, can't get caught up with these hoes. Feel like I was slacking, had to get back to this dough. The way that I've been winning, they gon' swear I sold my soul. If I'm better off without it, baby, I don't wanna know. If I'm better off without it, baby, I don't wanna know. If you better off without me, keep that to yourself. Cause you the only one I trust. I don't fuck with no one else. Everyone was moving sus when I really needed help. Ain't nobody hit me up. They ain't care about how I felt. Say they love me, but it's lies. All this pain up in my eyes. Every man for thyself. By myself, I survive. When they always switching sides, I adjusted to the vibes. On my Maya Angelou, poetic flow till I rise. I was really in these streets when they said don't come outside. I ain't really had no choice. Took my chances rolling dice. Who the fuck gon' be my voice? Ain't nobody live my life. I be blocking out the noise, only loud when I sight. That's the type of shit I like, give me focus when I write. My bae said I did it wrong, I just wanna make it right. She said you know nothing about me, why don't you just let me go? Cause if I'm better off without you, baby, I don't wanna know. I don't wanna know.
Billboard baby, the waviest one. Y'all now tuned in with Talk with Turk and Coco B. If y'all want to listen to more music and exclusives, y'all can go to www.billboardbaby.com, or y'all can stream my music on all the stations and all the platforms that y'all love the most. I'm on Instagram as well. Just type it in, billboardbaby.com. One word, everything spelled correctly. I love y'all. Stay sexy and stay wavy. You know we the waviest ones.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.